here on Daf Vov Amud Beis, found 7 lines from the bottom. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Reibo Akosta Balaligvois Lenezokim Min Hayidyus Rekal Vachomer Lahekdish. Yet, yesterday we had learned that there's a machlokes, Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva, how the Meitav is paid. Is it Meitav the Nizik? Meitav Sadeo the Nizik, that is Shita's Rabbi Shmuel, or Meitav Sadeo the Haich the Kamishalim, the Meitav Sadeo of the Mazik, and that is Shita's Rabbi Kiva. And then Rabbi Kiva continued and said, the Kalvo Chaimalek, after he said that the din meitav is itzad the mazik, the meitav of the mazik, then he said, "Rekal v'chaim alehekdish." So the Gemara asks, "My kal v'chaim alehekdish? What is pshat in this kal v'chaim alehekdish?" Ilema the nogach tura didon v'tura dehekdish. Reisher shall hedyit. Was Negeach Asher Shalakdis. And that, Rabbi Kiva is saying, Akal Vachayme, you pay me Meita. Sheirei Eyu Omar Rachmone Vulei Sher Shalakdis. So the Gemara says, I have news for you. You have Gansam Potter to pay. So he can't be speaking about such a case that Asher Shalakdis was Mazik Asher Shalakdis, because they, not only don't you pay Meitav, you don't pay, period. Let us see Rashi and Tosfos on this Gemara. Sheir Eyeyu Omar Rachmone V'loi Sheir Behegdish. Dim Nogach Sheir Shal Hegdish Potter. If he was Negeach Asher Shal Hegdish, he's Potter. Now, Rashi had a problem. So fine. So by Karen, there's a tool of Hegdish. So maybe Rabbi Kiva is speaking about Shein Berego, Eish, Boyer. I mean, why does the Gemara only brought a posik by Karen, a Jepotel Hegdish? So Rashi says, "Who had the Lachol Shal Nizokim? She Mazik as a Hegdish Potter." So Rashi says, all the Daladovas Nezikim, they're also potter by Mazik as Hegdish. Rashi doesn't tell us how we know this, but that's this first Loshen of Rashi. Lishna Achine, now Rashi says a second Loshen. Lohochi Nokat Sher Hegdish. Why did he happen Sher Hegdish? Vloy Muki lo Bachilas Behemtois Te Hegdish. Let's speak about Achilas Behemtois Te Hegdish. Shum Deloy Meshkachas lo. Because it's not Shaykh. The E Sedei Cheirem Lekahanim Havu. Now, how would we have a case of Shein V'Regel by Hegdish? Now, what is the case? If the person was Machrem Sodeyu, seems Rashi seeming to say that Stam Cheirim L'Kahanim U'Chesod Ehedyet Omi. So it's Mamish Esod Yehedyet V'Lekalamei Mekavochein V'Lehegdish. So he's not speaking about Asdei Cheirem, because it belongs to Kahanim, and the Sod Ehedyet is no Kavol Chaimim. Ustei Hegdish Nami, Davi Letzeirech Bedek Abayis. And what if a person was Magdish Asod LeBedek Abayis? Rashi says, Oy HaMagdish Pedei La'alta. So we have to realize, Rashi says, that Bedek HaBayis is not in the real estate business. It means when someone was Magdish HaKalka, so this Kalka was disposed of very readily. Or you have Magdish Paideh Ulalta, either the Magdish is Paideh, or the Gizbel sells it right away. So, Afilu by Bedek HaBayis, also, it's not rare. It's not shchiach to be mazik hegdish, because normally it only stays b'shus hegdish a very small amount of time. Then Rashi says the ikaidem p'diyeh, but Rashi says fine, but it's possible before the bailam was poided, before the gizbel sold it, someone was Magdish the Sodeh. Someone was Magdish the Sodeh to Bedek HaBayis, and now Asher was Mazik the Sodeh B'Shem Beregel. So Rashi says, Ein Me'ila B'Kakois, Chol HaMechuba L'Karke K'Karke Domi. Now, this Rashi is very difficult. What is Rashi saying over here? Well, let us first say over Tupshotim. Let us see the Marshal on this Rashi. Marshal is in Chochma Shleime, our problem is base. Test Marshal on the problem is base. Hashal says, Shereyeyu, Ein Mila Bekakois, Perish. What does Rashi mean to say? Echayev Aleyim, K'moishar Nichsei Hedyet, Yechayev. That means, since there's no Mila, so Yechayev to pay? It's not like the Nogach Tura Didon La Tura De Hegdish. Yeah, but here, if there's a Mila Bekarkois, you'll be Chayiv to pay. The Ktoni Hochem, the Masnisan Lekamon, Nechosim She'ein Behem Mila. We learn Nechosim She'ein Behem Mila, you're Chayiv to pay. From a male, you'll be chayiv to pay. Avol mikol mokayim l'loshin rishin av ki haigavne potah ve'acha she'soif soif hegdishu yofinen kulo me'adodi k'may she'pirshu b'taisu. L'choshim she'im b'mila lav davke koma al diyuka kochim kalim k'delekamo. Now let's first explain what the Mashal is saying. Mashal is saying as follows, that there's a machlokes in these two lashonos of Rashi. The first lashon of Rashi holds that all ovis nezikin are potter on hegdish. So the Gemara says, so what is Rabbi Kiva telling us? Kal v'chaima lehegdish, you pay meitav, akadusu, you don't pay period. The Gemara chapt on Karen. So Rashi says, who adin all other nizokim? How do we know it? Rashi doesn't tell us, but al kochach, there's a way we learn it out. That is the first lotion of Rashi. The second lotion of Rashi says, not by Karen your potter, but by Shein Beregel and Asodah Shel Hegdish will be Chayev, because Ein Mila. And the Mishnah says further, there is a Mishnah, the Loshna, the Mishnah says, you're Chayev by Nechosim Shein Behem Mila. So you're Chayev. So Yotake Bichayev. So Kan Shaila Ben, so Tachpile Ploim. So what is Rashi saying? So now, the Gemara didn't understand Pshat and Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva says, you pay Meitav by Karen Yapota. So Rashi says, so maybe it's talking about Shein Beregel, that's the Lishnachit. Or Shein Ragi Yotake Chayev. So it's Gewaldik, so Yachayev. So if Yechayev, so maybe that's what Rabbi Kiva is talking about. The Gemara is going to try to figure out what is the case. Rabbi Kiva says Yechayev to pay Meitav, so it can't be Karen. So Rashi found out it's Tzir of Shein Beregel, the Chosin Shein Bemila Yechayev. So Adrabe, so now I know Pshat in the Gemara. So I saw Beis Lechem Yehudim. He brings down as follows, that what is the Kal V'Chomer of Rabbi Kiva? Rabbi Kiva says, Kal V'Chomer Lehekdish. So, that means, Madoch, Hedyit Yitzchayiv, is Hekdish Abadigit Yitzchayiv. So, he says, the Kal V'Chomer is based on the fact because this is a Kedusha. What's the Kal V'Chomer of Hekdesh? Not the Kal V'Chomer is Lehekdesh because money goes to this one's pocket, not to this one's pocket. That's not the Kal V'Chomer. The Kal V'Chomer of Hekdesh is not Mitzad who gets the money. The Kal V'Chomer of Hekdesh is Mitzad the Etzem Chayfetz. That the Chayfetz is Kedushas of Yamazik. It should be a greater Chiyav of Yamazik Adover Sheyesh by Kedusha. And Mazigadova Shein by Kedusha. So the Sibis Achiev, the Kal V'Chomer is Mitzad the Kedusha Sheboy. Now if it says Ein Mila B'Mechubel, it says Ein Mila B'Mechubel, so why isn't there any B'din Mila? So it seems there's no Kedusha there. We have a klal, a person is Moyel Behagdish. You pay Keren, Chomish, Oshom, you bring a Kolbun. So that's mitzad hakdusha sheboy. If there's a din ain mila b'mechubel, so there's no kedusha. Belongs to gavoya, but there's no kedusha. So if there's no kedusha, so there's no kal v'chomer. So that's poshut. Rabbi Kiva can't be talking about that. So that's how the marshal is saying pshat in Rashi. I mean, Rashi is saying like this. Rashi is saying the Gemara was talking about. So if that's the case, then there is a kedusha. Then they have a kal v'chomer, but I have a problem. There's a miyut chayev loishal hekdish. So Rabbi Kiva makes sense, but there's a zaitik problem. The kal v'chomer makes sense, but there's a problem chayev loishal hekdish. So Rashi in the first Lashon says, in Re'eh was a meat on everything. You put it for everything. Then Rashi in the second Lashon says, Lishnachin, and Re'eh is only a meat on the two of the Hekdish. So Memele, so Rashi said, let me find a case that there's no meat of Re'eh. So Rashi, the only it is by Karen. So let's find a different case by Shein Beregel. So Rashi says, since there's ain Mila b'karkois, why isn't there Mila? Because there's no Kedusha. She don't have a Kal V'Chomer l'Hekdesh. So Rabbi Kiva Zichri can be talking about Shein Beregel. Because the basis of the Kal V'Chomer is built that Hekdesh should be more Chomer because it has a Kedusha. In Karka doesn't have a Kedusha, because Ein Mila B'Karkois. It's only Mamin Hekdesh without Kedusha's Hekdesh. So Rabbi Kiva Zichri can be talking about that. That is how the Marshal wants to say Pshat in the second Lashon of Rashi. Yitake Chayit, but there's no Kal V'Chomer. That's what he wants to say. Now, there's another problem here. Is a shekelcha problem that a mila b'karkois. So the karka doesn't have a kedusha, but after you toilish the peiris, and Bilabim Bechuba, but after when the Behemoth tailish the Peres, so the Peres is a Din Mila. A person will be Teres, Peres shall have dishes a Din Mila. So let's pay for the Peres. That's also a problem. Big problem. On this kasha, there are a few mahalchim. There's one mahalach at the Emerson in Hilchas Nezokin, we'll have really in the Mishnah Nakonis, the shume is not how much the face, if you're mazik a karka, you ate an aruge of peiris, growing in a karka, you did not pay the value of the peiris and the aruge. No shomin agav sode. You figure out how much was the karka worth. This old karka, how much was it worth with the aruge and without the aruge? And which comes out that, its price is much, the hezek is much smaller. You done how much the karka was worth with the pay. So it would seem, once heard from Webstein's Ogazun sign, he once said they once came to Beis Halevi, someone broke a window in a house, so he said the shuma has to be not how much a window cost, how much the house is worth without the window. So it comes out, the hezek was very small. But Bekitza, so others want to say, I think Bichas Avraham wants to say, and others want to say that from the shume, if the shume is how much the karka became worth less in value after the peiros were eaten, so we see the Torah considered that the hezek was to the karka, not to the peiros. You don't pay for the peiros. You pay for how much the karka was genizing. So memele, so then you look at the, so then there's very good a mila b'machubo. The hezek was to the karka, not to the peiros, because you don't even pay for the peiros. Just pay how much the karka is worth less. That's one teret. There's another teret that others want to say. The Yecheskel wants to say this teret, that the chiyuv of shame does not start from the eating, it starts from the lekiche. That means I'm chayiv what my behemoth took to eat. And if b'shas lekiche, there's no mechayiv of meitav, there's the whole shayla of the Gemara if the behemoth took it from a Rishus HaYochad, not in a Rishus HaRab. Or Faker. So shayla, if you look both of the Lekichas HaBehemoth. So Memele, so if the Lekiche, if the Yisoid HaChiyev starts from the Lekiche, the Lekiche is from a Karke, so Shemila B'Mechuba. That is a Teret on this Kashe. But we have here another terrible kasha. So let's say that the behemoth ate peiros plushim. That means the way Rashi was figuring out all cases. Let's say the behemoth ate peiros plushim, which is a kasha. Sheklach a kasha, and the Maram is a kasha. Before we go to the Maram, there's another mahalach, how to learn Pshat and Rashi. The Divrei Yecheskel, Bichas Avraham, they have a different mahalach and Rashi completely. Not like the Marshal. And there's a Meiri that seems to say like this. He says that Rashi is saying, we find the din of Ein Mila B'Mechuba. Let us just understand one thing. The Chi of Mila is a person is Nene from Hegdish. There's a Chi of Mila. I derive benefit from Hegdish. So I have to pay for it. Rav Chaim says, the din mila is gezel hekdish. I stole from hekdish. I took something away from hekdish. So that's the chi of mila. So others learn pshat in Rashi, that Rashi means to say, that just like there's no chi of tashlume gezel by hekdish, there's no chi of tashlume masik by hekdish. So Memele, so Rashi, when Rashi whittled down the case to Ochal, he ate a soda of that belonged to Beder Kapayis, so Rashi says, no, then he's Potter, because I'm Mila Begdish. Not the way the Marshal says that Rashi holds his Chayim. So Rashi says, then he's Potter, because it's Mechuba, called Mechuba Lekarke Kikarke. And just like there's no chiyuv mila when one steals from Hekdish, there's no chiyuv tashlumei keren if the beim is mazik Hekdish. So not you learn out from Re'ehu. Re'ehu is speaking about keren. But Rashi says, this is the case. But then again we have the problem of Peiris Tulushin. They pay the solution, so then we have this problem. This, we mentioned before, the Maram asked this kasha. Because of this kasha, the Maram wants to say, Gor anander pshat in Rashi. That Bemis and Rashi in the Lishna Achrine also holds that all of us the Zikin Apota. The first Lashon, the second Lashon. All of us the Zikin Apota by Hector. So what's the Lishna Achine? What is the Lishna Achine? So Rashi had one problem. Rashi had a problem. The Kiva is speaking about the Mazik of Shein Beregel. The din of Tashlumei Meitav is by the Mazik of Shein Beregel. Ubir b'steyacher, Meitav Karma Yishal. Meitav Karma Yishal. So Rabbi Kiva is speaking about the mazik of Shein Beregel. Now, all mazikim of Hekdish Apota. Yeah, that's the first Loshon of Rashi. The second Loshon of Rashi is also the same. All mazikim of Hekdish Apota. Why didn't the Gemara say that, why did Mot say, Ileime de Nogach Tura Bidon Tura Degdish? Why do you have to jump to the Mazik of Keren? Why do you have to jump to the Mazik of Keren? We're speaking about Shein Beregel. So talk about a case. Ileime de Ochal Misode Shal Hagdish. It's Potter. So Rashi wants to say, this is Mustama, that there will be potter. It means that what he chapped on a new case, because by karke, there's ein mila lekarkois. So for this case, you stamazay potter. Also, didn't have ein mila bekarkois. That's why he had to speak about a different case. The loshem the maram v'nira the hashtanami b'loshem zetsvilei lechol nezikim potter behekdish. Kach lekaluk milifi emes od the kama v'kavochem hekdish b'hochi. Al the bol letarit the lomen nokta hagmori leimed in nogach tura didon. Why did the gemara jump to a new mazik? By nokta hagmori leimed the ochel tura didon sodet that shall hekdish. Because Rabbi Kiva is speaking about Shein Beregel. Tirtoch inoket shei hegdish, shum lemeskachash shein behegdish begadne dechsiv bekro, shum lemeskachas sode shel hegdish. There's no sode shel hegdish. So, put clear what the Maram holds. Lemeskachas sode shel hegdish. Could be, and we could say like we said before, according to the Marshal, that Rashi's only problem was why didn't speak about Sodei Shel Hekdesh. There's no Sodei Shel Hekdesh. Since Ein Mi'ila, there's no Kal Vachomer. Maybe that's shot in the, or maybe for a different reason, there's no Chiyuv Tashlumin. But the Chatzi wants to happen, Re'eyu V'loi Shel Hekdesh. Bo Kaponim, this is a Shver Rashi. Let us see Taisvis. Jair Re'eyu. Taima. Fact Taisvis. V'lukme b'shein v'rezel. Now, the Taisvis asked this kasha right away. V'lukme b'shein v'regel shehizik es ha-hekdish. V'hosom loiksiv re'eyu. There it doesn't say re'eyu. So let's learn out from shein v'regel. U'mikaren leke le'melet. Let's learn from Karen. Amamotzinu. Ne'ena mu'edes mitchiloso. I have a pirche. Ma'alekeren that doesn't pay Nezek Sholem the first time, the first three times. So mele, if I have a if I have a Ptur Hekdesh by Karen, I can't learn out other Mazikim from Karen. Because could be Dr. Karen, which has other coolers. But you don't pay Nezek Sholem the first three times. Masha ain't Karen Shem Beregel, you pay Nezek Sholem the first time. So Mele could be Yechayev by Hekdesh also. So you can't make a Mamatzina from Karen. Bigzeirish over the tachas nesina yishalim kesef nami lo yalfina. Aye, we have a gzeirish over that hukshu kol obis la dodi. You learn that everyone pays meitav. So Taisha says, doi niskabla el alinyin tashlume meitav. This is a gzeirish over, but the whole gzeirish over was niskabel only for one halacha. And you pay tashlume meita. The ilachol mili, if you'll say that there's a klal by this gzereshova, en gzereshova lemachze, and we'll say just like Karen is part of a megdish, and Viregel is also part of a megdish, lifteru kulu mitomu. So we're learning out the hilcheseims one from the other. Just like Karen is part of a megdish, or Shem Viregel is part of a megdish. So let's learn out all the Hilcheseims. Just like Eish is Potter from Tomun, Shem Beregel is Potter from Tomun, Ubishus Arabim, just like Shem Beregel is Potter, Bishus Arabim, Karen Potter, Bishus Arabim, the Kalim, just like Beres Potter and Kalim, so Karen will be Potter or Kalim, Upsule Amukdoshim, we'll see soon that Beres Potter by Upsule Amukdoshim. So Taisvi says, if this Gzeirah Shove, if we could use this Gzeira Shove for all Hilcheseyim, so then we wouldn't have this Meyuchadiki Hilcheseyim that the Eish is Potter and Tom and the Beir is Potter and Kalem. So Al Kochoch, this Gzeira Shove was Niskabel only Ligabi Teshlume Meita. So we're back where we started from. So I have a Meyuchadiki Kasha. The Gemara said Rabbi Kiv is not talking about Karen. Because it says Re'eyu. Fine. So he's not talking about Karen. So maybe he's talking about Shein V'regel. V'yesh Loima. So Taisus answers, the Kulu Nezikin Pturim Be'egdish. First Taisus says, the Halochi. My Kash is not Shver, because all Nezikin are Potter Be'egdish. Kedemuchach V'yirishalmi B'reish HaNezokin. The Rishalmi in the beginning of the fifth Perek in Gittin, the Tamar Hossam, the Rishalmi says, and Rabbi Kiv is Kal Vachomer. He says Kal Vachomer like this. Bameh Anan Kayom. What are we talking about? I Behechshir Nezikin, if we're speaking about Momen HaMazik, Ichsharti es niskoi. I wasn't ashamed of my mom in. Hotonina shereyei v'lei shel shel hegdish. So, mom in amazik is part of my hegdish. So the Yerushalmi yisiklo, all the mazikin, keren, v'er, shem, v'regel, is part of. V'i b'niskei gufoi, if it's speaking about that he was mazik hegdish, Hotoni rabchiye nizokin lahedit ve nizokin legevoye. So he can't be speaking about nizikin. Elaboy ma'arei alaymon elabedek abayis. Period. So speaking about arei alaymon elabedek abayis. Aba mashme, aba, let's not get into the whole Yerushalmi. Aba, from the Yerushalmi, the Yerushalmi did not have a case that one, when one is mazik hegdish, one is chayiv. The Yerushalmi didn't have a case. The Abakiva can't be talking about nizokin. Not by hechshe nizokin, which is hechshalti, is niska, which is momen amazik, and not by odom amazik. So memele mashme, the lay meshkachas nizikin behegdish, lay vishayim, lay beregel, lay bodom amazik. And the whole Abakiva is all by marei laimonet. Period. So Mamela, we have to figure out how the Yerushalmi knows this. Fine. But Al Koponim, the Kasha isn't Shver. Your pot, and it's like the first Lashon of Rashi. There's a Ptur of Mazik Hegdish. V'chein Mashme, then Taisus says, you don't have to jump to the Yerushalmi. V'chein Mashme v'masnisen. The next Mishnah in the Avtesam at Beis also seems like this. It says, Nechosim she'ein behem mila. The Mishnah and Avtesam at Beis starts enumerating when you're chayiv, when you're potter. And it says, Nechosim she'ein behem mila. Nechosim, that is no mila, then you are chayiv. But vaisais, when there is mila, you're potter. Ba'kula oviskoi. So it's going on all the Yavis, it's going on the first Mishnah. Va'afilu an Nizokim, the Odom, Lamandom Amavis the Odom. So Memela, you don't have to jump to the Yerushalmi. Afilu in our Mishnah, it seems like this, without the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says, you only Chayim Nechosim, She'ein Ben Mila, but if there's Mila, if it's Hegdish, you're Potem. So we see, Bahada Omar Shmuel Bashayu Kiyoichal Pratla Mazik Lay Mishalim Chaimish. Oh, now we have a problem already. Taisvis just said that Fila Odom the Azik Hegdish is also Potter. Now Shmuel on Ashayil says Kiyoichal Pratla Mazik. By Hegdish it says Kiyoichal Ish Kiyoichal Kaidish Pratla Mazik. The loy mishalim chaimish. You don't pay a chaimish. Hu mashme oker en chayiv. Oh, so I'm stuck already. So now, that's not like I said till now, dear. The Yerushalmi says, Adam amazik hegdish is potter. The Mishnevai says, Adam amazik hegdish is potter. And Shmuel said that you potter from chaimish, he said. Let's be midaik vil shoinoi. Chaynu midarabot. So Tai says, is that what Shmuel says? He's bought up from Chaimish, means that he's chayv to pay Karen, mi da Rabbona. Min ateri, you're bought up from Karen also. Mamela, so things are still good. So Bachsim of the Sukkot Dovid asks Akashim, Abba mi da Rabbona na al-Koponim, Yechayiv. Mi da Rabbona Yechayiv, Odom Dazik Hegdish. So what do you do with this Mishnah further Daftesam at Beis? The Mishnah says, Yochayev Davke b'nechosim she'ein behem mila. Nechosim she'yesh behem mila, yepoter. Haimi d'rabonon Yochayev. So, what happens over here? So we're still stuck. So Dachsach Meir, in this Mishnah, that it says, Nechosim she'ein behem mila yuchayiv, the Mishnah feels always, you pay meitav. in the all these cases, all these tanoim, you pay meita. Now, Nachsme, the Itzim of Foshia Talmud brings down what's Pshat and Shmuel. It says, Ki Yoichel Prat Lamazik. So if a person is Mazik Hegdish, he's Potom in Atayre. Keren, Chaymish. And Shmuel says, Midarabon and Yechayet. Now, what Pshat and Shmuel, he's more flum than the Atayre says, Yepotah. He says, Midarabon and Yechayet. What's Pshat and Lit? So the Itzim wants to say, Shmuel holds, and als mazik, with a ptura mazik hegdish. But the chachomim, so a person will be mezalzel and hegdish. Mazik hegdish is potas. Whenever he has to vent his anger, he'll go to something hegdish and he'll get rid of it and fine it. I'm potas. So, kadei shelo yezalzel hegdish, he said, no, mit rabbonin yechayim. But the chiv der rabbonin is not als mazik. Als mazik yepota, the chiyim of the rabbonim is al shlo yezalzel begdish. So al zilzel you won't pay meitav. This whole din of tashlumei meitav is by mazik. A mazik is chayef to pay meitav. But hegdish yepota. Afel adam dazik hegdish is pota. Al mazik. So it's a new mechayev in ganzen. I thought you wouldn't pay meitav. So it's very good the Mishnah. The Mishnah says you only pay meitav in the chosm shein ben mila. The chosm sheyesh ben mila, you will not pay meitav. The rabbani you'll pay, but not meitav. Fine. So now Tosfos told us that you all mazikin of hegdish, adam, sheil, beil, keren, eish. They're all part of. As Eve says from the Yerushalmi, as Eve says from the Mishnah. So now, Kan Sheila Ben, how do we know this? How did good? I have a Rai from the Yerushalmi, a Rai from the Mishnah, but how does the Mishnah know this? Venire. So now, Taisu says, the Shar Nezikin de Ptiri Behegdish, Shar Nezikin de Ptiri Behegdish Gmiri, I make a mahatzad. Mi keren, keren is potter, it says reyei v'loi shal hegdish. Ume odom, odom is potter, it says ki yoichol prat lamazik. Ume boir, and boir is also potter on hegdish. The potter by psulei hamukdosh. Is a ptur of psulei hamukdosh. Now let's just explain what is Psulei HaMikdoshim? And how do we know that Beir is Potter and Psulei HaMikdoshim? Then we'll soon have another problem. Torah says later, let us just see for 1 minute, and Daf Yud Amud Aleph, let us see the Zarashi, that Beir is Potter and Sheir Psulei HaMikdoshim. So the Zarashi Dibra Maschel, Sher Psulei HaMikdoshim. So what is the case? Shenifte. There was Psulei HaMikdoshim. That means this is a little bit before the first half of the Yomid in Rashi. Sher Psulei HaMikdoshim. Shenifte. That means he had a Balmum. Was Nifte. Fine. So who does it belong to? It belongs to the one who was paid it. The Nofal Babur. Now it fell into Babur and it got killed. Potter Baal HaBoyer, Dersiv Baal HaBoyer Yishale, Baal HaBoyer pays, Pras Mise, by Meis Yiye Loi, and the Meis, the dead animal, belongs to the owner. I mean, the owner takes the dead animal for whatever it is worth, and the rest of the Pras, the Baal HaBoyer pays, but Al Kaponim, by the mazik of Boyer, the Torah tells us what is the, how it is paid up. The mace, yeloi, the mace belongs to the Bala Behemoth, and then he's mashlam, kesev yoshua bova mace yeloi. So now, from the pasuk it would seem that the mace has some sort of a shavius, and that's what the pasuk is saying. Give the Baal HaShoyer his mace, we'll pay the rest. Now, if a shoy psulei amigdoshim falls into a boil, it's also bano. The bailim can't use it. Yotzeze she'ein hamesh shaloi. The mace will not belong to him. Av al gav denifte, even though he was poide this balmo. In mace, if it died, so what is he going to do with it? They give it for dog food. Also v'achilu l'klovim. Kedemrinim b'pchayres, the gemore darshes and pchayres, tizbach v'loi giza. Boso, it says by shepsul and by after pidyon, it says, tizbach, you should shecht it. V'loi giza, you're not allowed to derive benefit from the hair, from the wool that's growing on it. Boso, v'chalta boso, v'loi cholo. That means you're not allowed to milk a shepsul and magdosh. Here's some dinei hagdish on it. V'chalta, it says a whole guideline what one does. V'loi liklavecho. So you see from this pasuk that if a shoyer psulei magdoshim fell into a boil, and by boil it says vahameis yieloi, so we see that if psulei magdoshim fell in, you put it to pay, because here the mace does not belong to the owner, because it becomes osa bano. The Taisa says, about the gibis, b'chol shken hegdish. That means, sher psulei amigdoshim, say, partial hegdish. It's nishtahin nishtaher, it's a balmum, he was paided, and now certain dinim of hegdish still remain. You're allowed to eat it. The tumah, you're allowed to eat it. But there's certain dinim which you're not allowed to do. It's also begiza v'avoyde, it's also b'chol, the cholov is also. If it died, it's also b'ano. So there's different dinim over here. So Taisva says, so now, if shoyer psulei amigdoshim, which has a tenth of hegdish in it, so to say, b'ir is potah, about to give his hegdish, that's 100% hegdish, about to give his bayrus potter. That is what Taisvus is saying. Now, before we go further, I'd like to mention the gewaldike ha'ore. What is the halacha? Now this is klal. We just learned Harashi. Asher psulei hamakdoshim falls into a bayr. And it dies, the Baal HaBayir is potter. I don't owe you a penny. That's what it says. Sheps will make this, I don't owe you a penny. Because the whole din of Bayir is Afke, a Mace Yeloi. The Parsh is only speaking about such a case. If my Mace is Loi Yeloi, I'm potter to make. Fine. That's a possible. Now, the din is Bayir is Chayiv on the Zokin also. Now, what will be the din if a Sheps will make It was Genizik. There's a Hezek over there. Now what will the Baal HaBayir tell him over there? So, L'chayre, so there's a big machlokes. Let us just mention, this shaila is a very big machlokes. Others say, you put the by Nizokin also, because, well, the Taisus doesn't make sense. If it's only, a Taisus is telling us over here, Taisvus is telling us over here that I have three oves which are pota by Hegdish. Odom, Yechopat Lamazik, Keren, Eyeveloi Shal Hegdish, Boyer. Now, if we will say for 1 minute that Boyer is pota by something that's only pota if it dies, because by Misa it says Vamesi Yeloi, and by Nezokin Yechayev. So if you're chayiv by nezokin, so Boyer is chayiv by hegdish. I mean, the mask. I want to say, how do you know you're chayiv by hegdish? You tell me, Boyer is potter. Boyer is not potter. Boyer is potter by misa sher psulei amigdoshim. We potter by misa sher hegdish, but it's not potter by hegdish. with mazik hagdish, you'll be chai. So memele, so there's a big problem. So others say, Rav Shimon says, and others say, it's akochach vayis tois fin tois viz, that it's potter an niske hagdish also. That what it says, that's a gilui, that is no din of boil by an animal that's a mace yellow. You only need a mace yellow. But if it's not a mace, it's a gilui on the whole hezek of boil. It's not a ptur in misa sher, it's a gilui. How did Tosfos know this? That's a little problematic. But that's only if we're saying that that it's potter on the zikin, and somehow Tosfos understood it. But if you learn, there's others that learn shad yechayiv on the zikin. So now we zikin have a problem. So how can you learn that from Shur Psulei Magdoshim? So Rabbi Reuven wants to say, Amor de Kazach, he wants to say as follows: if we will say that Boir is chayiv on niskei Psulei Magdoshim, he says, but what is the ptul? What is the ptul of misa? He says, you know, it's not a por adume that if the behemoth becomes also ba'no, so boir is potter. Pshat in the gzeres hakosav is as follows: Rabbi Emerson, you only chayiv if boir is mazik momen Yisrael. If it's not mazik momen Yisrael, you're potter. And hegdish is not momen Yisrael; it's momen shel hegdish. That's the Yisrael Dadova. There's a chiddush by boir that even though when it fell into the boir, it was momen Yisrael. But if through the hezek it became ois momen Yisrael, you also potter. That's the chiddush of boir. The chiddush of boir is not only do you need momen Yisrael b'shas the hezek, afilu b'shas the hezek it was momen Yisrael. But through the hezek it became ois momen Yisrael, you also potter. So if b'shas the hezek, so b'shas the hezek yizich need momen Yisrael, akal v'chaymeh. So it could very well be like this. Sher Psulei HaMikdoshim, theoretically, is Momen Yisrael. If it died, so it became Ois Momen Yisrael through the Hezek Seyir Potter. If a Sher Psulei HaMikdoshim fell into Ber was Genizik, you take a Chayiv, because they attack a Momen Yisrael. But the Kal V'chaim of a Momen Hegdish is Gevaldik. The Madach Sher Psulei HaMikdoshim. That if it became Ois Momen Yisrael, you're potter to pay. If it came ois mom Yisrael through the hezek, I've had to give this before the hezek yizich a potter to pay. That's what he wants to say pshatan. Tosfos, according to those that hold yochayev by niskei sher psulei hamikdosh. Vim taima. Now let's go further. Tosfos asks, heichi yalfinen shein mikulu. Now so Tosfos just gave us the guideline. I have three mazikin that hegdish is potter. Keren, it says reyeyu. Odom, it says kiyeichel prat lemazik. Boir, it says psulei hamikdoshim. So I learn out from these three, shein, regel, and eish. Bim taima, frektoisves. Heichi yalfin en shein mikulu, ma le shein she yesh ano lazek. Shein is yesh ano lazek. So l'cheire Tosfos means to say, we had such a sfora and daf gimel amud beis. Shein yesh ano lazek means that this is a mazik which al pi derech ateva it will be mazik. That means this is a natural occurrence for a share to do. What does that mean? It means as follows. A share has a appetite, and when it will not get its food, it takes care of itself, it helps itself. That's the teva of a share. So it starts looking and searching and helping itself. So Mamela, if a person possesses a Shoya, one should realize that this is a mazik which naturally will be mazik without any keren. You have to anger the shayer if it's in a placid mood. But the shayness gets up. Taimereyu the kosev rachman alomali. So why did a pasuk by keren? If Adam is part of a hegdish, about the gibis. Keren is part of Agdish. Re'eyu de kosa brachmona lomeli. Ha'mechi yoichal navke, I can learn out from this mi'at by Adam. K'di'ise b'meseches me'ile. The Gemara says, makish rachmona hegdish l'trume. We learn out, there's a hekish hegdish l'trume. Ma trume k'siv ki yoichal prat l'mazik. Just like by Trume Daloche is, if a person is Mazik Trume, he's potter to pay Tashlume Trume. Av Hegdish, kol milida, there's a Hekish Hegdish to Trume. Av Hegdish, kol milida, chilo Mazik le potter. And the Gemara says, v'lav dav kemidi da chile kedi isa osam. So Mamela, Sotoismus is asking now Akash, if my teretz is a true teretz, that if Adam Amazik is potter, so Momen Amazik is Icha potter, so why was it necessary for the Torah to write a Miyut Re'eyu B'loy Shel Hegdish by Karen? I could figure this out, a Kal V'choymer Karen from Adam, just like I said by Shane. V'yesh Loima. So now Taisva says a very interesting term. The lav da ashgechen de poto mazik hegdish. If I wouldn't have this chayeyu v'loy shel hegdish, in my whole source of yediyah that hegdish is poto would be ki yoichol prat l'mazik. Lo'y havi darshinim michi yoichol prat l'mazik ela l'mu'utei chaymish l'chudei. By Trume, and there's a Hekish, Hegdish to Trume, there's a special din. If a person eats Trume, v'shoigik, he pays Keren v'choymish. Hashlume Trume takes Peiris, Haroin Liyis Kodesh, and he pays Keren v'choymish. Now this posik that says, ki ishki yoichol Kodesh, it says he's Moisef Tachaymish on that. It says, Ki Yoichel Prat Lemazik. Now, the Pasuk is telling me a person eats Trume, or who had in Hegdish, you pay two things. You pay Keren and Chaymish. Now I have a meat of a person is Mazik Trume, you don't pay both things. That's for sure. That's ki yoichol prat l'mazik. Now, how much am I bekoich to make this meat? Mazik is different than yoichol. Yoichol pays keren v'chaymish. Mazik does not pay keren v'chaymish. How much does mazik pay? So I have two alternatives. I don't want to be daring. I'll say, mazik doesn't pay anything. That's one way to look at it. That's a liberal interpretation. But another way to look at it, listen, man who told me to be so liberal, it's not mukhach from the drash like that. The drash is, yoichol pays keren v'chaymish, and mazik won't pay chaymish, but keren you will pay. So Taisva says, if I would not have any guidelines to tell me such a meshunadik hechidish, that if you mazik hegdish your potter, I would never on my own accord say that this miyut of mazik is a miyut on keren and chaymish. I would never say such a thing. Who has the koyach to say that's pshan the miyut to tell him means if you're mazik, you're potter completely. What right do you have to say such a thing? If you're mazik, it's not like when you eat it. When you eat it, you pay keren and chaymish. When you're mazik, you pay chaymish. That's what I would say.
So Taisas, the lav the Ashken the Potter Mazer Mazik Hekdish, the Havad the Shina Micha Yoichel Prat Le Mazik, Elo Lamai Chaimish Lechudei. That's how I would say Pshat. I wouldn't be so daring and liberal and say that this is a Miyat Yiyu Potter to pay completely. Before we go further, so what is Taisva saying? But now, since I have a posik re'ayu b'loy shel hegdish, so this is an eye-opener. So I see, keren is magdish hegdish, mazik hegdish, your potter. No. So I see, I don't have to understand it, but I see that Torah was makel by mazik hegdish. So then I could say, so this ki yoichal is a miyut also, and keren also. But this interpretation is only built if it says Re'eyu. But if I wouldn't say Re'eyu, I would not have the power to say that the miut of Kiyecha Pat Lamazik is going at Keren also. That's what Taisus is saying. The Eshloim, the Lav, the Ashkech, and the Potter Mazik Hagdish, by Keren, the Havadoshin, and Kiyecha Pat Lamazik, Ela Lamayit, Chaymish Luchut. Period. Now, Taisva has a physical problem. So I'm saying that Kiyoichel, which is written by Trume, is really a Miyat and Keren also. Lefi Emes, it's a Miyat and Keren also. I learned that Hegdish from Trume. Taisva's Amuridike Kasha. This Posik by Trume, I got news for you. If you're mazik, you have to pay keren. Ava gav de chiyoichel betrum exib. Vishom chayiv mazik keren. And I got news, if a person is mazik trum of a kohen, you have to pay the keren. The moment the kohen who? It's the moment of the kohen. Mikom okay, me haikro de chiyoichel leinofik. So Taisva says as follows. This posik, ish ki yoichol kodesh, and you have to give a chaymesh, and then the double haroili is kodesh. This posik is speaking about what the achila of kedushas truma obligates. The Torah is saying, if a person Ish kiyechol kodesh bishkoge, a person ate trume b'shoigek, achilas trume is mechayev him to give a keren, nachoymesh, nadovaroi liyis kodesh, that achilas trume is mechayev. And we learn out, we're makish hegdish to trume, so achilas hegdish is also mechayev keren b'chaymesh. We learn out one from the other. That if this trume belongs to a kohen and I mazik it, I have to pay the kohen. That is not mishum achilas trume shaboy. That's because it's momen kohen. So I have to pay him. I was mazik his momen. But this parsha with this drash of kiyoichel prat le mazik, which hegdish is mukish le trume, this is speaking about kedushas trume. And we're makish, kedushas hegdish, kedushas trume, and just like by trume, a mazik, the kedushas trume is not mechayev him anything, mitzad kedushas trume sheboy, so hu adin, mitzad hegdish, a mazik hegdish, there's no mechayev. No grad, if trume belongs to a koin, we'll have to pay the koin, because it's mamon koin. Period. So mamela, everything, more or less, is Miu Taisvis remains with Akash. So Taisvis at a pshat in our sugya that there are three mazikim that is a beferish limud that if the mazik hegdish the potter, that is boyer psulim mekdoshim shoyer reyeu keren reyeu and odom kiyecho prat lamazik. And from these three I learn now regel shein and eish. Miu. So Taisa says, Lamandi Yoma, there's a Mandi Yoma further, the Ike Koifer Beregel. If a behemoth was walked over a child and killed it. So there's a shayla in the Gemara. There's a man Yoma that says, the ike kaifa beregel. You pay the first time. Lo yosi mikol hani. So then I have a pirche, not in svore, but a pirche in haloche. Regel walks over a child, you pay kaifa the first time. Karen, first three times you don't pay kaifa. Adam doesn't pay kaifa. Boer doesn't pay kaifa. So now Taisus has a problem. So how can you learn that chain? That means, so all these three mazikin, who are potter by Hegdish, all these three mazikin have a cooler that Regel doesn't have. All these three mazikin are potter by Kaifa. Karen is potter the first three times. So I'll call upon him. So how could you learn out shame from Boer, Adam, Karen? That's Taisus Kash. Umiyu, Laman, Diyama. We can't learn out regel from all these. The male keren, vodam aver, lay mishalim kaifa bepam rishayna. You don't pay kaifa bepam rishayna. Ula raptaf, and this way kaifa sholim betam, raptaf and hold that keren tam does pay kaifa niche. So then according to raptaf will be very good. So you can't say, Ma lodom shkene mishalom es ha-kaifa, keren yechir. But not according to Rab Talvin, Taisus says, I'll remain with this kashya.